seem to have been travelling for hours, Paul.
Yes. I'll have a word with the driver. I say...
Monsieur?
How much further have we got to go?
To the top of the hill, monsieur. Then you will see the El Pasaro.
What sort of a place is it?
Pardon, mademoiselle?
I say, I like that mademoiselle touch.
My wife says, what sort of a place is it?
You have not been there before? It is very nice. Everybody goes to the El Pasaro at this time of the year.
Who runs the place? You know?
Runs the... Oh, the owner. It is a man called Schreider. He is a very clever young man. He has a cafe in Naples, a cafe in Palermo, a cafe in Brindisi, cafes all over the place.
Sounds a very clever young man.
You haven't told me what the police said.
I was rather lucky. I got hold of a man called Rossetti. Apart from speaking pretty good English, he seems a very sensible sort of fellow. He apparently met Sir Graham about 2 or 3 years ago, so that was a great help.
Did you tell him about the glasses?
I told him part of the story. The local people have apparently had their eye on Marquand for some time.
Well, what's happening? Are you meeting this man, Rossetti?
Yes. I've arranged to see him at the El Pasaro.
Pardon, monsieur.
Yes, what is it?
There is El Pasaro, monsieur, at the top of the hill.
Oh, yes. It looks rather nice.
We shall be there in a few moments, mademoiselle.